I was still awake when we came through a shallow mountain pass, and the sun, behind us now, reflected off the tiled rooftops of the Valley of the Sun. I didn't have enough emotion left to be surprised that we'd made a 3-day journey in one. I stared blankly at the wide, flat expanse laid out in front of me. Phoenix, the palm trees, the scrubby creosote, the haphazard lines of the intersecting freeways, the green swaths of golf courses and turquoise splotches of swimming pools, all submerged in a thin smog and embraced by the short, rocky ridges that weren't really big enough to be called mountains. The shadows of the palm trees slanted across the freeway, defined, sharper than I remembered, paler than they should be. Nothing could hide in these shadows. The bright open freeway seemed benign enough, but I felt no relief, no sense of homecoming. "Which way to the airport, Bella?" Jasper had asked, and I flinched, though his voice was quite soft and unalarming. It was the first sound, besides the purr of the car, to break the long night silence. "Stay on the I-10, I'd answered automatically. "We'll pass right by it." My brain had worked slowly through the fog of sleep deprivation. "Are we flying somewhere?" I'd asked Alice. "No, but it's better to be close, just in case." I remember beginning the loop around Sky Harbor International, but not ending it. I suppose that must have been when I'd fallen asleep.